Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. I am America's voice. This is the fastest growing conversation in the nation. You're part of it now. Good to have you here. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Michigan State Representative Jewel Jones, fresh off a late run with police, now accused of mishandling and misleading people on COVID vaccines. It seems he must be a Trump supporter based on what he said. I mean, that's what you'd be told if you knew what he said. And you will. Number two, you'd better fill up your tank before the holiday. It's likely that Hurricane Ida has disrupted enough of the supply to cause some issues before the weekend and possibly for weeks to come. And number one, the drive is on in Michigan to require photo IDs to vote as it becomes the latest state to weigh in. Photo ID to vote as it should be. And now Republicans are off and running in a move that will avoid Governor Whitmer and take their plan straight to the people of the state. It's an interesting thing that Michigan has that most states do not have, and that's an ability to go get a petition drive. Let me explain it because it is a bit unusual. A committee called Secure Michigan Vote planned to turn in its proposed petition language to Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's department very soon. The first step toward pursuing an initiative. The group wants to mandate that voters present photo ID to cast their ballots in person, and those wishing to use absentee ballots submit their driver's license number, state personal ID number, or the last four digits of their Social Security number. It's called ballot integrity, you see. But in Michigan, if you go out and collect petition signatures, you can avoid altogether going to the governor. And of course, Gretchen Whitmer, the governor, the Democrat in Michigan, would never support such a plan to have secure elections. The ideas have been at the center of a controversial 39-bill package of Senate Republicans put up in May that has been rejected. And their inclusion is the initiative and likely to plan prompt promote debate in this battleground state of Michigan. But it is an interesting way to do things. The new petition campaign comes amid GOP efforts in multiple states to change voting laws after it appeared that there are a lot of irregularities in 2020, to say the least. After the 2016 and 2020 elections, voters on both sides of the political spectrum questioned the integrity of the election. That was a statement from Secure Michigan. Secure Michigan Vote seeks to restore confidence in our elections by making it easier to vote, harder to cheat, giving every legal Michigan voter confidence that their vote is not diluted by illegal or fraudulent votes, something that I would support. So if residents can collect 340,000 petition signatures and put a policy proposal before the state legislature, which is currently controlled by Republicans, if lawmakers approve the proposal as put forward, the governor has no say. It becomes law. It becomes law the same way that Michigan voters were able to reduce the amount of power that Governor Whitmer had. They're able to strip her of her power by sidestepping her altogether. You can't veto something if it doesn't come to your desk. It's an interesting way that the state of Michigan doesn't need the governor's approval to enact law. Secure Michigan formed in December, according to the campaign finance disclosures. During a March meeting with Republicans in Oakland County, Ron Weiser, who is a state Republican chair, wanted to blend together election bills proposed in the House and Senate for a petition initiative that lawmakers could enact without Whitmer being able to veto the changes. It's important. Asked about the Republican Party's participation in the initiative, Jamie Rowe, a Republican political consultant who is helping, said people from across the party are involved. And so what? If you can get more than 340,000 signatures, which they easily did with Unlock Michigan, you can get this to the state legislature and get it taken care of. No problem whatsoever. Meanwhile, Lavora Barnes, chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, said this. Michigan Republicans will try every trick in the book to confuse and intimidate voters. They want fewer people to vote because they have just discovered what we've always known. When people vote, Democrats win. Then what are you afraid of? This petition drive is following state law, as prescribed by the state constitution, to avoid a partisan governor and put into place what people want. People voted in the legislature, of course. It's not a trick. And if and when people vote Democrats win, well then, by gosh, They'll win this time, too, won't they? If that's really true. All right, we'll keep an eye on that. Your gas tank is going to get more expensive to fill up as we get ready for the holiday weekend. That is 100% for sure. Because the production in Louisiana has stopped altogether. Production in the Gulf stopped altogether. Gasoline not being made at the Louisiana production facilities. It's all come to a stop, a screeching halt, because of what's happened with Hurricane Ida. So expect longer lines at some gas stations, but worse, look for the prices to spike. And why is it that when prices spike, boom, they take forever to come back down? Real slow they come down. Why is that? You think, boom, they should come down just as fast. Never works that way. They go up fast, they come down slowly. But because of the production problems in Louisiana, expect that to be a situation going ahead for, oh, maybe at least a couple of weeks, maybe longer. It depends on how long it takes them to get back online. We're still assessing the damage. I've been looking through the damage in Louisiana. It's estimated that it'll be $70 billion Ida will have inflicted financial damage. It could take many, many days to figure out exactly how bad it is as they continue to assess what's going on. But the estimates for power to be back on reduced from 3 weeks to 1 week. Reduced from 3 weeks to 1 week. So that's good news. It could be a little bit longer in some places, but that is good news and a very positive step in the right direction. All right, so Jewel Jones is a Democratic state lawmaker in Michigan. Been arrested for drunk driving recently, had other run-ins with the police. He's young. I think he's 25, 26 years old. He is from Inkster. Offering to write letters for constituents seeking exemptions for taking the COVID-19 vaccine. That's what he was offering. On August 28th, he offered to send vaccine exemption letters in a post to his 41,000 Instagram followers. If anybody needs a letter from me to support you filling out an exemption for vaccination for work or school, let me know. Got people ready to quit their jobs or delay a semester or two at school because they don't care to presently compromise the integrity of their biological makeup, said the 26-year-old lawmaker. Stop saying you did your research before you got the injection. You are the research, he also wrote. Jones' Democratic colleague, Lori Pohutsky, spoke out against lawmakers spreading COVID-19 misinformation on a post to Twitter Sunday. Politicians on either side of the aisle peddling conspiracy theories about it are being irresponsible and dangerous. Meanwhile, he got shut down, by the way. He got shut down because he was promoting vaccine misinformation. Posting it. Now, it sounds like, you know, if that was said by a Republican, oh, it's a Trump guy. He's a Trump guy. No. You see, there's people on all sides that have questions about the vaccines, their efficacy, how it should be done. And if people don't want to get the vaccine, well, that's their choice, isn't it? As an adult, is that not their choice as an adult to decide what they want? As an American, I want the vaccine, I do not. It's the way it's supposed to be, anyway. Quick break now. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Did you know that your vehicle's so-called factory rust-free warranty may be void just because you live in Michigan? Here at Linex of Lansing, we use a custom-tailored process to fight Michigan's unique type of corrosion, which is caused by the calcium and magnesium chloride used to pre-treat the roads before a winter storm. These chemicals are 10 times more corrosive than salt, making the potential for rust damage that much worse on your vehicle. At Linex of Lansing, the painstakingly thorough process that we use is also used to protect many state highway trucks that actually apply the corrosive calcium and magnesium chloride to the roads. Plus, we carry a lifetime warranty on qualifying vehicles. And remember, we're not just bed liners and truck accessories. We are your complete underbody protection specialists. So do it right the first time. Protect your vehicle with Linex of Lansing. Visit linexoflansing.com or call Linex of Lansing at 517-394-1222. Linex of Lansing, 517-394-1222.
I'm Craig Stiles, financial advisor and managing director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year. especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC.